Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Imagine you had experienced life as humans have lived during most of the 150,000 years since we evolved in Africa. Our guest, Elizabeth Marshall Thomas, need not imagine it, she did. While millions know her as the author of The Hidden Life of Dogs and Tribe of Tiger, did you know that Ms. Thomas and her family were the first outsiders to live among the Bushmen in the Kalahari Desert in the 1950s? They still lived in what Ms. Thomas calls the Old Way. In her extraordinary book, she's named The Old Way, A Story of the First People. Ms. Thomas revisits the Bushmen culture and lifestyle, the story she says she's tapped into in everything she's ever written. With 10,000 years of agriculture blinding us to our profound connections with the rest of nature, what's the surprising key Ms. Thomas chose to unlock the mysteries of humanity's deep past?
I wrote a book about dogs, The Hidden Life of Dogs, and a book about cats, Tribe of Tiger. And I did that because these are non-human things that are very observable for us and very accessible for us. So anybody can look at their own dog, and if they know what to look for, they can see, they see all kinds of things that are going on out in the woods, and it's a connection. And anything not to be just human, and things that humans have invented and things that humans diddle with, and just something to connect to the natural world. So that's why I did that. And those books, they have in them stuff that I learned in the Kalahari. Not necessarily happy stuff, but stuff nevertheless.
Elizabeth Marshall Thomas's book, The Old Way, is her definitive exploration of humanity's deep past. In it, she combines her own and her family's experiences with the Bushmen in the 1950s with her 50 subsequent years of writing and study. Ms. Thomas is widely known for her nonfiction books, The Harmless People and Warrior Herdsman. I first discovered Ms. Thomas through her remarkable novels, Reindeer Moon and The Animal Family, a combination of storytelling prowess and vivid observation. Bill Russell and I share Liz Thomas's hunger to know how deeply we all are part of the natural world. When she welcomed us for several days of recording in her home in Peterborough, New Hampshire, we were keenly aware of the privilege we had. We were going exploring with the last outsider alive who'd had pristine access to the old way. Elizabeth Marshall Thomas, I have been blessed with lots of different traditions, thinking about the three ways to do that and the two ways to do something else and the eight-way path and the 12. It seems to me that one could arguably say, know thyself, and everything can flow from that. I had the sense, as I relished in the old way, that you were giving me an opportunity that was available in no other way to know myself. As you wrote this, as you experienced it, as you looked back over 50 years later at the experience itself of living with the first people in the old way, that there was a chance for you to know thyself both individually and as a species. Now, am I being my usual fanciful self here?
I did feel it was, to me, ever since I was there, I saw everything through the lens of that experience, through the lens of the Kalahari. And I think it helped me see what of myself was human and what was a sort of add-on, and I, in other people too, for that matter. And it was a very valuable experience.
I am, as you know, so smitten with knowing someone. Being one removed even is just this immense opportunity to think about the human animal in ways that are just extraordinary. You can't do that anymore, can you?
There are people in present-day Namibia, who may still remember the how to live in that way, but not very many. They would be people somewhat younger than myself, but, I mean, the people who are my age would remember. And people much somewhat younger than that, it was pretty well coming to an end by then, so there will be, there were, most people now are younger and would not remember, would not remember. So I'm one of the very few people alive in the world who saw the old way. I mean,
but you more than saw it, you lived in it, you experienced it. Your mother and father stayed for years.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did.
This wasn't an ecotourism experience.
No. We lived there. But also tried to understand the life and tried to and participate as much as was within our power. And it was something to know. What worries me is that, I mean, who am I? Some woman up in New Hampshire knows it. Well, that's nothing. It's gone. I mean, and knowing it is gone and going. And so...
And once it's gone, it's gone.
Once it's gone, it's gone. Yeah.
You have a wonderful metaphor. I think you credit Richard Dawkins for it. And it seems germane to this of the 180,000 years of individuals holding hands.
Not just individuals. Yes.
Women actually holding hands going all the way back, and that's the continuity. And you were in that continuity. You're one of the last handholders.
One of the last handholders. Yes, that's true. Dawkins, and it's, you imagine yourself standing by your mother holding her hand and she's holding her mother's hand. And you go back hundreds of miles, thousands of years, millions of years. And it's a chimpanzee whose hand you're holding.
Or a blue-green algae.
Or, indeed.
Beyond the chimp, yeah.
But then you have problems with the hands. That was a late addition.
You can agglomerate, maybe. We have the distinct honor and pleasure to be in Peterborough, New Hampshire, with the inestimably wonderful Elizabeth Marshall Thomas, who we are pleased to call friend, pleased to call Liz, and pleased to invite you back when we continue the conversation.